Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Saturday. He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. And guys, sports are back, sort of, hopefully, maybe, all the way. I mean, the NBA is back. Personally, if you know me, you know that that's the one that makes me the happiest over all other sports. That's my favorite league, my favorite sport. To be honest, I was proud. I had a feeling of pride on Thursday night when the league relaunched. Just everything about it I thought was well done. First, the fact that it happened the way it did. You know, I think the NBA has taken this whole pandemic thing, you know, more seriously than anybody else, more thoroughly. I mean, they're already talking about playing next season in a bubble if they have to. If things don't change, next season we'll have to be in a bubble. I mean, it's either that or another country, right? And just everything about it. I thought the demonstration at the beginning was beautiful. We'll get to some of the reaction to various choices to kneel or not a little bit later. That, to me, is our discussions we should no longer be having and don't bear any productive fruit. But I thought the demonstration itself was beautiful. I thought the presentation, I think the presentation is great. I'm looking at some of the Rockets and Mavericks highlights from that overtime game last night. They did such a good job in taking away the dead space, right? Where it doesn't feel cavernous. It doesn't feel like there's a whole bunch of empty space or there's anything missing. And the way it's designed, my eyes are drawn to the court. So I'm not even like the stuff that's going on with the virtual fans. I don't even notice that there's no fans because they put in the sound so it feels like there's an ambiance there. I feel like the sound was tastefully done. So the whole presentation. Then there was the product and the competition. And I've been arguing for a while that you're going to see even more focused, better play in this restart. And not to take away from the normal league or the way these guys prepare normally. But it's almost just no choice, right? There's a shared responsibility in making sure this all goes well. There is no travel. You don't have to, you know, you're not going to have one of these nights where you're out at one place because of whatever. And, you know, you had a rough game the next night. You're not really doing anything else. I mean, I'm sure guys are doing whatever else they can, you know, whatever their passion is. But you're not doing anything else. Other than focusing on basketball for the bulk of the time, that is the, you know, where you are. There's just like, that's a function of the environment. And then of course, you know, you've got the players who were already naturally committed. And I think that whole recipe, once you shake off the rust, you're just going to get great competition. And I thought the product on Thursday night was great. Down to the, you know, could the league ask for anything more than LeBron hitting the go-ahead shot and defending Kawhi Leonard and Paul George down the stretch? I don't think they could. Which is in sharp contrast right now to Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has some problems. And, you know, I'll preface this. I'm rooting for every sport to succeed, right? I'm rooting for every sport to succeed. One, because if they don't succeed, it means people are sick. That's a bad thing. Two, because people are fans of these sports and get enjoyment from them. And I want people to get enjoyment. You know, I may prefer the NBA to the MLB, but there are diehard baseball fans all over the place. I mean, in fact, baseball's opening night did a bigger number than the NBA's return. There's context to that, of course. It was the first game of a baseball season after months and months of waiting. There was no regional sports network competition for the baseball game. The NBA was on regional sports networks and also local LA television. So there was a lot of factors. But point is, baseball is Americana. You know, people love baseball. I've been watching some of the baseball games. I'm into some of the quirks and the rule changes and the like. I think it's a little bit more noticeable without the fans, only because of the, not the normal tight shots, but the wide shots when, you know, somebody hits a home run and like, oh, there, look at all these empty chairs, because there's just no point in there being empty chairs, right, if there's no one in them. But the other reason I'm rooting for sports to succeed is because of what I do for a living, man. You know, I work in sports media. Ain't no sports. This could be a problem for sports media long term. Not like content wise, I'm fine because I can figure it out. But like long term health of the industry wise, it's a bad look. I mean, the NFL is the moneymaker. And, you know, I think the NFL might watch what's going on with baseball and have to adjust accordingly. But I don't know what they do, because really they've had the most time. I don't know how logistically possible with the size of that operation it is to do a bubble, but I mean, that seems like the only way to keep the virus out completely or mostly completely. Otherwise, you know, there's travel, it's just interaction. So, I mean, if baseball can make it through this, you know damn well the NFL is going to plow through. And I imagine that the NFL is going to just try to power through regardless. But there has to be some concern when you're seeing what's happened within Major League Baseball within the... Well, right, it's right, only been a week. Just over a week. And, of course, that all started with the Marlins. And then MLB should thank Joe Kelly, because Joe Kelly took the attention off that situation for just a minute by putting the Astros back in the spotlight. And then there was his suspension, which we can get into a little bit later. But, you know, as much as you don't want a cheating scandal to be the top story in your sport, I think it's preferable right now to what was going on in Major League Baseball. Otherwise, you know, the idea of will there be a season or not, you know, is it all going to collapse? Not good, Bob. Not good. Or should I say not good, Rob? Because Rob Manfred reportedly told the union that the season is at risk. Now, the way Jeff Passan tweeted it originally, it was worded in a way that almost made me laugh, because he said MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLB PA Executive Director Tony Clark on Friday that if the sport doesn't do a better job of managing the coronavirus, it could shut down for the season. Isn't he in charge of the sport? That was the first thing. Like, your job is to run the sport. So it just seems strange for Commissioner Manfred to pass the buck in that situation. But let's unpack that a little bit. Because, as I've said from the beginning, and I'm not trying to make any grand statements, this is just, I believe, the facts of the matter. So if I'm going to give you my assessment of the situation, I must give you the facts of the matter. The reason that this is a problem for baseball is the situation in the country. First and foremost, leadership of the country put us in a spot where we're an embarrassment to the rest of the world because of the level of cases here. And the sports leagues probably thought, all right, this is going to be, you know, we'll shut down and we'll come back when things are better. And they're ready to come back and things are not better, especially in a lot of places where some of these teams play. Florida, for one. You know, Miami. And you know, you have different state responses, so you have different... I almost feel like I'm in New Jersey right now, right across the Hudson River from New York. I almost feel like I'm in a different country sometimes, right? Because, and even Governor Cuomo over in New York was like, hey, you can play the whole baseball season here in New York. And New York had a bad outbreak at first, but showed you what a properly managed situation could do to that. So baseball was put in a bad situation. But then how do you respond to bad situation? Because that, you know, is where leadership comes in. Adam Silver looked at it and went, we can't just play the season. And he got on the horn with the players and he told them the hard truth. And there's a level of respect between Silver and the players, a level of collaboration, where it almost felt like the NBA players and the NBA were working in lockstep the entire time. Again, that shared responsibility. And that's the mature way to approach everything that's going on right now. It's unprecedented circumstances. So get through it together. And Adam Silver said, look, you're not going to like the circumstances, the situation. It's not going to be great for everybody. It's not ideal. Laid it out. But do we want to have a season or not? And they wanted to have a season. And hence the bubble. Baseball, I'm not even sure what baseball's plan is other than these protocols, which is like, don't do certain things. So for Rob Manfred to say, you know, the sport needs to do a better job, you're the commissioner of the sport, bro. So you don't get to pass the buck. Sorry. Even if there are other factors at play, which I just laid out, there are other factors at play. And by the way, I am not letting the players off the hook in this situation either. Baseball players as a whole, not individuals, but as a whole, came across entitled in this whole situation. And the NBA and its players worked in collaboration. It seems like baseball and its players are in a constant squabble. Like, this was just an extended version of whatever else was already going on behind the scenes with them, with no tact or awareness when it came to the other situations in the country, like the pandemic, where people are working from home, people are out of jobs, people are sick, people are dying. And, you know, at the time, even when they were doing all that money negotiation, was when the height of the Black Lives Matter movement was going on, and baseball's voice was rather silent then. Since the season has started, you know, we've seen more from Major League Baseball, but I was pointing out at the time, do you want your voice to be about this money squabble at that point? Because that seems to be what they were fighting over, and not making sure the conditions were completely appropriate. And then it seems as if you have some players probably acting recklessly. I can't say that for certain. I'm not around them. But judging by what has unfolded, it seems like you got some players who probably, apparently there was, you know, reports at hotel bars and the like, who are, you know, not taking it too seriously. Not worried about it. But the problem with that is whether, again, these are things that are beyond being an individual. The responsibility, the shared responsibility, I'll keep going back to that phrasing, is with the players and the league to make sure that the season continues. The season. Not whether one person gets sick or not. And, you know, as much as that Rob Manfred speech, call, whatever it was, to MLB Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark might seem like a threat to get things moving, to get players to take things seriously, it seems like it's more than that, judging from the story. Because this is the standout paragraph to me. Networks broadcasting MLB games have been alerted to look at possible alternate programming after this weekend should the league shut down. That's actually according to Keith Olbermann. Read that sentence again. Networks broadcasting MLB games have been alerted to look at possible alternate programming after this weekend should the league shut down. That's serious. That's where the money is. TV contracts, ad revenue. Obviously, you're talking to, you know, sports networks for some of these baseball teams. So if they're saying that they might shut down and you need to program something else by Monday, they're serious about it. And how could they not be serious about it? 20% of the league was out of action last night. I mean, when the Marlins thing happened, clearly the goal of Major League Baseball was to isolate that to one team, a one-team outbreak. But the Phillies got involved, unfortunately. Now you have the Cardinals, so you've gone outside of the division. And there's just so much travel in baseball, so much interaction, even if you're traveling in specific regions. So, I don't know. You know, again, I'm not like, I'm not sitting here rooting for failure. That would be ridiculous. There's nothing good that comes from a failure here for anyone. But it is reality. Like, that's where you have to deal with reality. So I'm just surprised they thought they would get through this without a more thorough plan or a more drastic plan, I guess is a better word for it. And it would be an embarrassment of epic proportion for MLB. It would be, you know, a devastating blow to the sports world. Returning from sports, and it would be a very ominous harbinger, perhaps, for the NFL. Which I really, really, really hope the NFL doesn't shut down. The ramifications of the NFL shutting down are enormous. Enormous. Industry changing. So, I just don't know what to do about it, though, or tell you otherwise, because these leagues have to face reality. I'm an NBA fan, but I'm not going out of my way to praise the NBA, right? It's like in front of your face. I'm looking at Blazers-Grizzlies highlights. These games are happening. Nobody's like worried if it's going to shut down. You never know. But so far, so good. I mean, hockey's taking a similar approach. Even the MLS took a similar approach, and after they had a little hiccups at the beginning, everything ran smoothly. I mean, Premier League and all that is working fine. Worked fine. It's sports in this country. Can they be played without a bubble right now? Because of the state of the country? If they are, is it just a case of, all right, we're just going to plow through and it doesn't matter? Because that might be the decision the NFL is ultimately facing. But Major League Baseball is the case study. Everybody's watching right now. And right now, MLB has too many cases and apparently didn't study what they needed to do enough to the point where the commissioner is saying the season is in jeopardy already. What do you make of Rob Manfred saying that the MLB season is in jeopardy? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Will it be grand opening? Grand closing for MLB. I guess we're about to see. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. I want to hear from you at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
Making weekends great, one Saturday at a time. Here's Robin Lundberg.
Hey, you like Korean baseball? Hopefully, that's not your only choice for a while. But there's Korean baseball on ESPN right now. The Wyverns versus KT Wiz. Somebody seems happy in this game. 9-0 KT Wiz. So it's blowout. You know, I only point that out because I understand the circumstances MLB was dealing with are not ideal. You know, just the responses in other places has allowed. Some places have already allowed fans back. You know, one of the things I believe they're doing in South Korea is if you want to go into quarantine, you text a number and they bring you rations. They, you know, 2 weeks worth of food or whatnot. Some governments I know are mailing masks to the citizens. The city of Toronto has fewer coronavirus cases than the Miami Marlins. So that's the hot spot that Major League Baseball is dealing with in some of the places in this country. And that's just the reality. And again, I'll contrast to the NBA, who looked at that, looked at the landscape and said, all right, here's what we got to do. It might not be ideal, but here's what we got to do. And through all that negotiating we heard about with baseball, they couldn't agree on a bubble. They couldn't agree on a bubble. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, that's one thing you're going to have to look at, because drastic times call for drastic measures. You know, leadership is important. It just is. You see, you know, where there are places where with better leadership, how things have transpired. You see in the NBA with that level of leadership where they're at. And now the leadership of Major League Baseball is telling the players, we got to get a better grip on this or the season's going to be gone. Now, I don't like Rob Manfred saying, you know, the sport needs to do a better job when he runs the sport. It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, just on its own, it sounds preposterous. And Rob Manfred is now building himself quite an anti-resume for the job that he's done as the commissioner of Major League Baseball. But the players do deserve some culpability here. I mean, you have to act responsibly. There's a shared responsibility in making the season happen. And again, it just felt like the entire negotiation, if you will, was much more of a giant squabble than it was a collaboration for the health of the sport. Because that's what you're looking at, right? Working together, responsibility, the health of each individual player, and the health of the sport. And right now, baseball is in a dangerous spot. I'm rooting for it to work. I'm rooting for it to work. I'm rooting for everything to work. I'm rooting for, obviously, I want cases to go down everywhere. I mean, why would I? That'd be insane not to. I want, you know, sports to work for the people involved, for the people who like them, for the economic windfall that comes from them, for this industry, so that there's more people who are healthy. I mean, it's just like there's so many reasons. But yeah, I mean, if we're looking at it for real, baseball is in a tough spot right now. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I had somebody tweet at me, just like, what is the question he tweeted at me? Will baseball stop for a few weeks? That's from Bob. If they stop, I don't think it's for a few weeks. I don't think they're pausing for a few weeks and then coming back, unless it was a drastic plan where they're saying, all right, we're going to change the way we're doing this completely. That would be the only way I would imagine they would stop and then start again. I think if they stop, they're done. And that's the situation they're dealing with. Apparently, they told their TV partners to have alternate programming prepared. Let's go to Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're up with Robin Lundberg here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Alan?
I'd like to say it's I want to put it in perspective in the baseball terms. Bottom of the ninth, score is tied, infield is in, outfield is playing shallow because if you hit it over the man's head, you may as well let it drop because the runner will score anyway. Bases are loaded. Nobody is out. and the count is 3-0. Now, 80% of the time with the bases loaded and nobody out, you score a run. With a count 0-3-0, it's probably a lot higher than that. So it's baseball is teetering on the brink. I would say that by this time next week, there will be no baseball. That's just my guesstimation. I could be wrong, but I'm making it that a 10-1 odds that the season is going to be finished. All of Canada has fewer cases than California. Toronto won't be in Buffalo till August the 11th, and they're the home team on the road. So everything is just absolutely ridiculous, and they're putting their welfare and life on the line against the almighty dollar. That's exactly what they're doing. That's the best way to put it. That's in perspective, as far as I'm concerned. And it's a shame that you have to put your lives on the line against the almighty dollar. You know, and that's the way I look at it.
Well, look, and thanks for the call. It's not like each, for the most part, right? Like, I'll be real about the data, too, for the most part. The average baseball player is not at risk of death from the, I mean, anything can happen, right? So you don't want to just totally say, but most likely the average baseball player is going to be okay with a coronavirus case. The problem is the public health, the spread within the community of baseball. Everybody in baseball, you know, so many people wind up getting it. They wind up passing it on to other people. And we don't know the long-term effects. So it's just, again, it's about being bigger than an individual. It's about a shared responsibility. And thus far, baseball has failed in its shared responsibility to have a season. If you want to have a season, you have to take it seriously. And, you know, the season obviously it's about money. None of these sports are going to return other than money. Like, as much as I praise the NBA would not be back if it wasn't for money. Come on. But that doesn't mean you can't do other things at the same time. Doesn't mean you can't return for the money because that's your business, while also believing in your heart of hearts that your sport has a purpose. You are satisfying your fans. You are rallying people. You are providing people with some solace. You are, you know, providing a platform for your players. There's so many different things that you could take from that. And it feels like the NBA is taking that seriously, and Major League Baseball kind of hasn't. And from everything Rob Manfred says, like, when do you get the, when do you hear the love coming from him, right? Like, or the care? Again, the players are at fault here too, because they were just as involved in this, and they've been involved in how they're handling themselves now. But this is the same dude who called the World Series trophy a hunk of metal, or whatever he called it, a piece of metal. And I just, you know, you never heard in baseball's whole restart anything about the duty or responsibility that they had as a sport to serve their fans. It was like, all right, we'll come back. It's a 60-game season. We'll try some stuff. I mean, I like the stuff they've been trying, by the way. And I think baseball fans are happy to have baseball back, right? They don't want it gone. But that's the dilemma currently in front of us.
He's not just another pretty face. No, really, he's not. Here's Robin Lundberg.
Guess who's back? You know, it's funny. To continue a conversation from off the air, on the air for a second. I think I saw WWE profits were up during all this, Anthony, probably because they fired everybody.
Yeah, because, I mean, the ratings haven't been up, that's for sure. The ratings have been a disaster.
Most of their money comes from TV. You know, but it is interesting because I've been on a WWE binge over the course of the pandemic, because the WWE network just has a wealth of content, their entire archive, and my son is of the age where he really got into it. And you know how, like, kids go through those phases, right? Like, his basketball phase is coming right now. I can see it. We've been playing 2K, and he's actually good enough in 2K where I don't have to throw the game anymore. He's only 5, but I don't have to, like, purposely throw the game for it to be competitive, you know, like step out of bounds on purpose or launch threes from 75.
But are you letting him win?
I mean, yeah, I was, and but now, like I said, he's like borderline competitive, right? Like, so it's, I don't have to try that hard. We play tight games. Now, he used to do this thing where he would be like the all-time Lakers or Team LeBron from the All-Star game and make me be the Knicks. Like, that was his game for a while. but we've watched so much WWE over the course of this pandemic. And yesterday I was working, and he was watching Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 25 while eating a Popeye's chicken sandwich. And one of my coworkers was like, man, that's the life.
It
that's
is.
What I wish I was doing.
One of the greatest matches of all time. Good sandwich in your hand.
Now, as a Mets fan, how are you feeling about the prospect of Major League Baseball in the season?
Not very good. I mean, because this past week it was the Cardinals. Before that, it was the Marlins. I mean, 20% of the games yesterday were postponed. So it doesn't seem like without a bubble that, you know, things are going to go too well here for Major League Baseball. The NBA, NHL, the approach thus far, it's been effective. Now, listen, they both have a long ways to go here, but so far it's working well, and it seems like that's really, you know, the best way to approach this thing.
Well, it's the way to approach it if you don't want to deal with the virus spreading, right? Like, you just can't keep it out. There's no plausible way to keep it out. You can try to mitigate it, keep it to the lowest numbers as possible. But, you know, I guess where's the threshold? And that's what we're all finding out. We'll find out with Major League Baseball. We're definitely going to find out with the NFL. I mean, if the NFL doesn't – the way the NFL leans, I'm just assuming now at this point they're just going to power through and regardless. I hope they're successful again, because the thing that would shut the NFL down would be something that I never want to see happen. And then, of course, speaking on behalf of this industry, the NFL shutting down would be a disaster. But you're seeing right in front of you in live time, if you're the NFL, what's happening to Major League Baseball. And the NFL's had the most time. They also have the most difficult sport even to manage this. Baseball has more travel, so maybe it's baseball. But the NFL has just such large rosters, and obviously in such close proximity that you have to be a little concerned about that league as well. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. And that doesn't even touch on college football. And to me, college sports should have a higher standard to be played. Leo in Boca Raton. Leo, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio with Robin Lindbergh. What's up, Leo?
Good morning, Robert. It's you touched on one of my favorite subjects, WWE. We won't go there, but
about it for a second if you want.
I love The Undertaker, that WWE Network. I was watching The Undertaker, his series. What a fantastically put together series that they put for The Undertaker's final, you know, the five episodes. It was great. Every week I kept wanting more, you know. And I felt there could be more, but I wish he would come back for just one more match. And I'd love to see him against The Rock, tell you the truth.
Well, that Boneyard match, he said, is his final match. And I think it's a good move. Like, the way they did that was super cool. And it made it so he didn't seem as old as he does now, which is the theme of the, you know, that documentary you're referencing, right? And it shows you how enduring that character is, that my son's favorite wrestler is The Undertaker. He even knows now what The Undertaker's first appearance was, is like Survivor Series 1991, 92, something like that.
Right.
With Million Dollar Man's team against Dusty Rhodes' team. But I like the way that they, if that was his career send-off, because they were able to edit that match, and it was almost like a Undertaker straight to DVD movie rather than a traditional match, but I thought it made him look good and was a good final send off for him.
Right. Have you ever been? I've been to two WrestleManias, and every time he's come out, I have gotten chills. And I'm 60 years old, so I've been watching wrestling since I must be 16 or 17 religiously for 40 odd years. And he's the only character I have ever gotten chills from. Like I said, I've been to two WrestleManias, and the whole place goes nuts, and it's such an eerie feeling. And you know, not to say it's fake, because these guys are not, they're athletes too. I believe they're athletes. But just to walk in to the arena, to smell the crowd, and then when The Undertaker comes out, oh my God. But
well, I was at WrestleMania in 2013 here at MetLife when he fought CM Punk at that WrestleMania. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was in two WrestleManias at in Los Angeles where I used to live. But what I'm getting at is what I called about was Rob Manfred needs to resign. He's got to get a set of marbles. All he cared about was the money. You know what? If you had 19 players test positive, end the season. There is no point in going on. I don't care if you got 60 people on a taxi squad, 150 people. You're going to keep infecting people no matter what is. And where the heck did these Miami Marlins, what's in their brains? Don't they know this whole world needs to wear masks and separate themselves 6 feet? I'm here in Boca. I'm waiting online at Walmart. These people don't care. And when you say to shut up, you know, and then you got the Karens that don't care and the Karens that do care. But it's just disgusting. All they want is money. I understand the players got to get paid. The Major League Baseball wants to get their money. People's lives are at stake. I had two friends die from COVID, and they were about my age, about 60 years old, and I went to school with them. It is just disheartening how America doesn't care. And I'm going to tell you something. It starts from the top of America. And you, if you know what I'm talking about, it starts at the top.
Well, I mean, of course. I've made the point many times. I'm not, and I don't even make it to, you know, try and do so for any sort of, like, personal opinion or vendetta. Everybody knows how I feel, right? Like, and thanks for the call. Everybody knows how I feel. But I'm not doing that because of how I feel. I'm saying it because it's the truth, you know, and you just simply look at the numbers here versus other places. But that's why I keep coming back to shared responsibility and leadership, right? So if the leadership is going to be absent at the top, then the leadership is going to various places. Obviously, we know states, and then more specifically when we're talking sports, you're talking about the commissioners and the top players, the union reps, all that stuff. So that's leadership. And we've seen it from Adam Silver in the NBA. We have not seen it from Rob Manfred in MLB. Now, again, it's not Rob Manfred's fault that this is all happening, but it is part of his shared responsibility. However, you know, like the Miami Marlins, according to a report, were at hotel bar and maybe going out and stuff. You can't do that sort of thing. You just can't right now, especially when you're in the shared responsibility of trying to get the league up and running. I mean, the NBA players are in Disney World for months. I mean, it's not bad. It looks great to me, but they're away from their families and, you know, their homes because that's a sacrifice. And Adam Silver told them on the phone, it's not going to be good. You know, you're not going to like it, but this is the reality we're living in. And then we all have, I mean, like, we have shared responsibilities, citizens, individuals. I'm not locked in my apartment. I go outside, right? I go outside, but I wear my mask when I'm around people, obviously. I don't go indoors where people are congregating. Just don't do that. You know, I've as much as I go outside, I haven't really left my, like, radius here, other than in a car here and there. But, I mean, like, we all have that shared responsibility. And it's especially a part of making a league run. And, you know, that's the other thing, like, how the NFL handles this, as I've been touching on, is going to be curious to see as well. What do you make of Rob Manfred threatening to stop the Major League Baseball season? 855-212-4227. And are you worried about the NFL? 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. RobinLundberg. You know, it's funny to see, like, these things contrast to where you have all the reaction to baseball in general, and then the reaction to what's happening within baseball games that are still being played. Maybe I just follow a lot of Mets fans, Anthony. How did you feel after last night's game?
Not good. That was a horrendous loss last night. Just horrendous loss. But, I mean, you know, finally they've been struggling early on this season. with the fundamentals, the little things, and especially with runs in scoring position. Finally, we're able to plate 10 runs last night on the board, but still, that wasn't good enough because the bullpen, which was an issue early last season for them, has been a problem once again at the beginning of this season. So last night was not good for the Mets, blowing a big lead last night in Atlanta.
And maybe Mets fans will be saved.
saved
from heartache if the the season is indeed halted. Look, nobody's rooting for that. I'm certainly not rooting for that. Well, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I am certainly not rooting for that. You know, baseball has brought joy into people's lives. Baseball is obviously, you know, an indicator for other sports that are trying to do this without a bubble, but we're like a week in. We're a week in. And again, I don't know what the threshold is, but if they're already talking in those terms, it's not good. 20% of the league was not in action last night. Whew. Meanwhile, you know, I keep looking up and seeing some NBA highlights of Zion. The way that the NBA schedule is set up is so lit to me. Like today, you got Heat Nuggets at 1 o'clock, Jazz Thunder at 3:30, Pelicans Clippers at 6, Sixers Pacers at 7, and then Lakers Raptors at 8:30. So basically all day. Like even if you're not intently watching any one game, you can just have it on, and it'd be pretty good games all throughout the day. All throughout the day. And I love it. Like I don't have to feel any level of guilt about it or worry about it, at least right now. I mean, Anthony mentioned it before. You never know. And until any of these seasons get to the end, I wouldn't take anything, you know, as a guarantee. But, you know, another thing is I won't take it for granted. I won't take the fact that they're playing NBA basketball for granted. And I'll never call a regular season game meaningless ever again either because I got some great entertainment out of some regular season games the last 2 days. So I'll never call a regular season game meaningless again. But does it get any better than the end of that Lakers-Clippers game? I don't know about that. 855-212-4227. Are you concerned about Major League Baseball? And does it make you concerned about the NFL? 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It is The Robin Lundberg Show. And it's coming to you live here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.